Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Thursday, February 28th. On the eve of a community meeting tonight, officials with the town of Paonia shut water off to four areas within town limits on Wednesday morning. There is almost no progress in filling either one of the town's two storage tanks. After the 2 million gallon tank was emptied by a break in the main line last week, and the 1 million gallon tank was drained trying to keep the system pressurized, the town faces an immediate future with almost no water reserves. Wednesday's move to cut off water to Apple Valley, Minnesota Avenue, Hawks Haven, and Vista Drive came after the town had already stopped the water flow to 27 water companies outside of town. In all, Town Administrator Ken Knight estimated that one-third to one-half of the customers for Paonia Water have had their faucets run dry. There is a community meeting tonight, probably what will be the first of many, as this Paonia water emergency moves into its second week. Town staff will discuss water conservation tips at the meeting, and they hope to have a better answer about how long the water will be turned off. Here's what Knight told KVNF News that he expects to happen in tonight's meeting.
I want to keep people informed because this is much more of an open-ended, we don't know right now what's going on, is I want to make sure we have those community meetings. I want to make sure we have, not everybody has the internet, not everybody has Facebook. I want to make sure that they have a place to come and get the information, the real information. So I'm going to conduct the meeting Thursday night, and most likely, depending upon what I know tomorrow, Thursday night, we may have more meetings next week. Just staff giving report to the entire community.
Again, that's the community meeting tonight at Paonia Town Hall at 6 o'clock. There was news at the Delta County Courthouse on Tuesday. Heather Jones faces second-degree murder charges in the shooting death of Ryan Redifer in Paonia on January 12, 2018. This past Tuesday, defense attorney Brandon Luna made a motion to dismiss the case based on the claim that Paonia police officers failed to preserve evidence at the crime scene at Redifer's house on Poplar Avenue. In dispute specifically were four items: a Bible, a backpack, a t-shirt, and a window leading into a bedroom of the house. The defense motion asserted that Paonia police officers did not secure them immediately or correctly, and the evidence could possibly have cast doubt on the people's case against Jones. Deciding the motion took 5 hours. Three police officers were questioned: Delta County Sheriff's Deputy Travis Lackey, Paonia Police Chief Neil Ferguson, and Paonia Police Officer Lauren Winnett. Also interviewed by telephone was defense witness Jonathan Priest, a certified expert in crime scene analysis. The most compelling moment of the day came when Luna played portions of the video from Winnett's body camera shortly after he arrived on the scene. Redifer could be heard screaming in pain, and members of his family were visibly shaken in the courtroom as they listened. Judge Stephen Schultz said that dismissing the case based on the defense motion would be, quote, drastic. The defense motion to dismiss failed, and Jones will stand trial in Delta on April 5th. Second-degree murder is a Class 2 felony. The community room at the Paonia Town Hall was packed last night as the results of the Space to Create survey were released to the public. Space to Create is an initiative that is looking to provide affordable housing for artists in the North Fork Valley. Executive team member Susie Caldas spoke to Corey Stanton for KVNF News and talked about what they learned from the survey.
508 people took the survey. 390 of those were identified as creatives or artists, and about 68 said, yes, we want to live in this space and we want to work in this space. So art space uses a 4-to-1 ratio for positive survey results. So dividing 68 by 4, you get 17. ArtSpace is recommending no more than 17 residential units and 10 private studio spaces. We want to support our local creatives and our entrepreneurs first and see if we have the capacity to bring in from outside. Should we decide as a town to move forward with working with ArtSpace as a nonprofit whose mission is to provide affordable housing and workspace to creatives permanently, the space will always be affordable. Even if we see other rentals around town or property values increase and increase rents, this space will always be under market value. It's my job as the board president of the Creative Coalition and a Space to Create executive team member to have the correct information. And anyone can email me at suzys2c@townofpaonia.com. Come into the town office, have a conversation with staff, bring it up at town hall meetings, email the Creative Coalition.
And one last question, are these survey results going to be public? Are you going to be posting them on your website?
Yes. So we will post the survey to northforkcreative.org, and we have a Space to Create page. Currently, the feasibility study is there, and we will post the Arts Market survey hopefully by the end of this week.
And finally today from Capital Coverage, it is already illegal to smoke traditional cigarettes in restaurants and most public spaces in Colorado. Now, a group of state lawmakers wants to add electronic cigarettes to that ban. KUNC's Scott Franz has more.
Supporters of the bill say putting new restrictions on vaping will protect the public from harmful secondhand vapor. They also think the change will help fight a teen vaping epidemic. But some lawmakers, including Republican Susan Beckman, are skeptical. At a hearing, she questioned the bill's sponsors.
Why are you making that massive connection of, if we do this, kids will get the message that the candy-flavored cherry vaping stuff isn't good?
Representative Colin Larson, a co-sponsor of the bill, says if the state doesn't add restrictions to e-cigarettes, it sends a message to kids that vaping isn't harmful. I'm Scott Franz at the State Capitol.
And that was your KVNF Regional Newscast for Thursday, February 28th. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.